And we're here right now. This is with candidate for mayor in the city of Sandpoint, Emil Mobeck. Emil, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thank you to have me here, Austin. Nice to get out and get something on the radio.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We've been going through the same five questions with all the candidates for mayor in Sandpoint. So the first thing that I'd like to ask you today, Emil, is why have you decided to run for mayor? What's motivating you to put your name in the race?
Well, what's motivating me is, you know, just I've been sitting on the city council for the last 2 years and just saw an opportunity to be able to give back to the city of or the community of Sandpoint. And just looking at a lot of things that we need to be able to keep doing to make a sustainable city. To with the budget and everything the way it is, you know, we need to keep something and try to keep our money here. And doing that in several different ways.
Okay. What kind of ways do you see? Is there something in particular that you're seeing right now as an opportunity in Sandpoint or something that you would like to do that's motivating you?
Bird watching, charter businesses, and more things to get more people in wanting to come and see our beautiful town of Sandpoint. And get that money and that flow coming in and give them things to do when they get here. You know, and just try to attract the outside people to Sandpoint and bring more revenue, more money here.
So with that all in mind, and I know that we're going to have questions that kind of dance on similar topics from different angles, but what do you see as a candidate for mayor as the biggest need in Sandpoint right now?
The greatest need that I see in Sandpoint is more for our kids and our families. We need need more things for them to do. We need more, you know, to keep them closer together. And the more families that are close together, it seems like you'll have less chance for the drugs to come in. You know, if we stay strong, family-oriented, it should slowly take part of, away from that drug problem that we do have today.
Hmm. So you've touched on this already with a lot of what you said already, but if you were mayor today, or if you become mayor in October, what would you do specifically to help prepare Sandpoint for the future? And, you know, we've seen as a fisheries-based economy, there's a lot of volatility. And how would you help prepare Sandpoint for the future after you're not mayor 10, 20 years from now?
Just to try to get, like I said before, charter businesses and stuff in here, but sustainable businesses, opportunities, you know, get them places to set up, to want to do more business. We got a first-class dock coming in, and we need to make that utilized in bringing more community businesses in so that we could have more money, more tax money coming in to the city. That's about, I mean, for in the future, that's, right, you know, that and of course, your family, you know, you got to try to get people together and to want to be here, want to stay here and just make it attractable.
Hmm. What do you see as Sandpoint's biggest strength that it can use in this battle or in the attempts to do what you'd like to do?
Well, fishing, of course, is our biggest strength. I mean, everything's resolved around fishing, but it would be nice to have something else. The state economy and budget is horrible, and we need to start thinking something other than fishing. Because if fishing went away, there would not be much of anything here in Sandpoint anymore. I mean, that is our backbone, and I just think we need to use that as part of a tool to try to get other entities and things going in the city of Sandpoint.
Hmm. Now, this kind of asks a similar question, but from a different light. You know, we all, and you brought some good points about diversifying the economy, but, you know, things like drugs, fisheries, income, and all these things are oftentimes given a lot of attention on the city level, and we hear them talked about quite a bit, but what issue do you see that isn't right now giving enough attention that you believe the city should be giving it?
As I say, family entertainment. Just things for families to get out and do. Engage and unite, you know, with one another, would make a strong community, is something that is, I think, does not, you know, have enough strong enough attention, you know, being addressed to. Our fire department, and I think that we need to get something going in there, making it, we need to have somebody in there to get it rolling and to have, you know, adequate and great things. I mean, we're trying to get another fire truck in here for the Pan Air flight, you know, and we need to be able to have something, you know, for the city. I think just a couple issues that we need to, you know, step on and be able to get rolling. And I think it'd be, you know, really, really great for the community.
Mm. Well, any final thoughts that you'd like to say to everyone before we're going to be airing this right before the election? So what's the final things that you'd like to say to the people before they go into the booth?
I have a new vision. I have new opportunities of wanting to try to make Sandpoint a better place. It's a good place right now, but we want to make it sustainable so that we could keep it, you know, as beautiful as place here as ever, and to try to get more and more people to see that and vote for Emil.
All right. That's candidate for mayor in the city of Sandpoint, Emil Mobeck. Thank you so much for coming in today.
All right. Thank you.